This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Abro, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. Here we are again, back on our bus journey through the Balkans, after a night in Valpazar, Montenegro. The next morning started off with excellent coffee and breakfast of traditional palačinke pancakes or fritters topped with salty white cheese. Then it was off at the recommendation of our host to join a boat tour from the company that he actually worked for. In a word, magnificent. We sailed through the most beautiful, clean and clear waters. We were actually stopped by the ranger's boat to pay the entrance, which all of us were very happy to do because of the way that they took care of this lake. From there, we went into the nature reserve, where we got to marvel at the beautiful surrounding Alps, passing small islands, one of which had a church on it, that was only accessible by boat from a really remote village. We also sailed through giant lily pads, and because the boat was low enough, I could actually feel them and touch some of the beautiful flowers that were growing on top. It turned out to be a much more tactile boat journey than I had expected. To add to the experience, our tour guide opened some bottles of the local red and white wine, which we all happily participated in. I did have a really amusing lesson on this boat, and that was all about the Instagram moment. A young woman who had apparently brought along multiple outfits, especially concentrating on her long white flowing dress and straw hat, was so busy having photos taken of herself in every pose, checking the photos to make sure and redoing them, that we all thought that she must have forgotten about the views around us, and that was why we were there. There were a group of Polish people on our boat who I think may have been even more amused and bemused by all of this than I was. Finally, we all got an opportunity to take a quick photo of ourselves in this magnificent surrounding with the beautiful Alps behind us. But for the rest of us, it was just a quick photo and time to move on. This really was such a spectacular and serene experience, coupled with the ability for me to be able to touch and feel and drag my hand through these calm, cool waters as our boat trundled through the nature reserve. Really, really special. Had we had a car, I think we might have ventured a bit further to one of these remote villages and spent a bit of time just taking in these beautiful surroundings and a bit of serene thinking time in the middle of nowhere. But we were on the buses, so as instructed by our host, we headed back to the road, standing facing the direction we had come from, and hailed the bus coming towards us. Thankfully, it did stop. Our next destinations were to be based on where the buses went, not so much as where we were planning. And this was to a beach town called Sutomore. It was so early in the season, and with this being a very local tourist area, we found that most of the hotels and apartment buildings were either all closed up or busy being renovated in time for the upcoming season. We went into one of the very few hotels along the beachfront promenade that was open and went to ask about a room for the night. We must have looked really bedraggled and hot given the weather and the walking that we had just done, as the receptionist staff went from saying the hotel was full to, after much typing and talking, offering us a room with dinner and breakfast included for a ridiculously low rate. We snapped it up, of course. Added to that, they pointed us in the direction of an illicit supermarket that was open on May Day so that we could go and stock up on some cold water. We walked along the promenade, and as two of the very few tourists in town, certainly did stick out. But we were welcomed in. First, we went off to have an ice cream, because how could we be at the beach and not have ice cream? And then we went and joined the local families, having a beer while watching the sunset over the sea. Everybody said hello to us, and although we couldn't talk to each other because none of us had each other's languages, we were definitely made to feel very welcome. This may not have been our dream hotel or destination, but I'm so pleased our bus journey stopped here for the night. Join me next time as we enter our little bit of luxury in the party city of Budvar.